John Coltrane was born 70 years ago today. The jazz saxophonist was one of the most innovative figures in American music. He died at the age of 40 in 1967 after gaining fame first in Philadelphia, then in New York. Coltrane grew up in High Point, North Carolina, and this past weekend, the town celebrated his birthday by unveiling a memorial marker to the jazz legend. From member station WFDD in Winston-Salem, Paul Brown reports.
For most people who live here, High Point's claim to fame is that it's known as the furniture capital of the world. The International Home Furnishings Market takes over the town twice a year, and the city is ringed by furniture factories such as Davis Furniture, which turns out case goods. But as she sanded a table leg holder, a Davis employee who didn't want to give her name said she didn't know that a famous musician had grown up here.
Did you ever hear of John Coltrane?
No, I haven't.
Musician?
Huh?
He was a jazz musician who grew up in High Point. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of him.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard talk of him. I heard it announced over the loudspeaker, John Coltrane.
In fact, announcements of this week's activities were the first mentions many High Pointers had heard of John Coltrane. He was born in Hamlet, North Carolina, to the east in 1926, but his family soon moved to High Point. His father was a tailor, and John grew up in a two-story house with his parents and grandparents in a quiet, middle-class black neighborhood on Underhill Avenue. One of his childhood friends, Mrs. Rosetta Haywood, recalls him as a little different from most of the other boys.
I think he was an unusual person. He was always neat and very smart all the way up. It seemed like he just loved them. You could hear him, you know, in school all the time in the music room practicing.
Coltrane attended William Penn High School. Just down Washington Drive is the former Kilby Hotel. In the 30s and 40s, the Kilby was one of the only places blacks could stay in High Point, and it was hopping. Performers including Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington played the hotel's entertainment hall. Residents have told Sherry Simon, the director of the High Point Museum, that young John Coltrane used to spend a lot of time near the Kilby.
So he walked these streets, and they said that he would come along the sidewalk here, just playing his horn as he walked, and would sit on the side stoops over here, the side and the back stoop, and just play. I mean, he wasn't playing for money or anything. He just enjoyed doing it, and he could see the world go by because a lot of activity happened around here as he played.
Simon is a member of a committee that's the most recent of several attempts over the past decade to organize hometown recognition for John Coltrane. On Saturday, a banker and Coltrane enthusiast named John Morton took the wraps off a commemorative plaque about a mile downtown from Coltrane's house, where committee members hope lots of visitors will see it.
In 1990, in the city of Philadelphia, there was unveiled an historical marker honoring the home that John Coltrane lived in Philadelphia. And today, High Point unveils its historical marker. So let's give a round of applause to High Point for that.
A local jazz trio played. There was a crowd of about 100, about 20 kids from a local YMCA, some parents, and some people who grew up with John Coltrane. Floyd Pfeiffer was Coltrane's next-door neighbor for years. The two played clarinet as teenagers in a community band. Pfeiffer said that although he never imagined his friend would achieve the fame that ultimately came his way, it was clear to him that Coltrane had something that he and others in the group did not.
See, we was boys playing, you know, we having a good time. But he was more intense, you know. He wanted to learn more. He was way ahead of us. Here I am in there just learning the scales, and he was able to carry tunes and read music. And that was amazing back in those days.
So why has it taken this long for anyone but John Coltrane's old friends in High Point to recognize him here? And why are none of the commemorative committee members High Point natives? They've all moved here from somewhere else. The city's mayor, Becky Smothers, tried to explain.
Well, you know, I guess it's a lot just like family. We tend to take for granted the talents and the contributions of so many, and we forget to brag about ourselves, and I think that may be it. And of course he left, and much of his life was spent somewhere else. But it is a new day, and I was delighted to see how many youngsters were here today.
And that was one of the main motivations for the Coltrane Committee, to inspire young people and let them know that a great musician came from High Point. For National Public Radio, I'm Paul Brown.